Welcome back. Welcome back to Oh, Let's Talk About It. I got my good friend here with me, Brother Chris Jones. First of all, Happy New Year to everybody. Happy 2022. We left 2021 in the past. We can't change nothing that happened, but we're going to make 2022 the best year that we can. I wanted to start off this year talking about business. You know, since 2020, we've gone through a lot with the PPP loans and all kinds of things. And a lot of new entrepreneurs have popped up. But I want to go back to those that were doing it prior to the pandemic, because now it's become popular and famous and a thing to do to be an entrepreneur. But I want to go back and talk to a brother that's been doing it before the pandemic, so to know the things that he's doing and to understand that it's not just a fad. Entrepreneurship didn't just come about because of the pandemic.
Right.
You know. So I got my brother Chris Jones here with me. I'm gonna let you introduce yourself.
I'm Chris Jones.
Come on, talk to me, man.
You know what's funny is Ed hit me up. What, was it last night? Yes.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely yesterday. I think. Not on last night.
Either way, I hit you up recently.
Hit me up recently and was talking about you know, something to where we can get information out to people to actually be able to give out the knowledge and things when it comes to business. Or just entrepreneurship, small business, and things like that. So, you know, I did have a long day, but the conversation really sparked my interest, and it gave me a little bit of energy even after a long day. You know, so he already know I don't really talk too much about my business, or I mean, if someone asked me about how to do this or how to do that or what did you do. It's fine. It's, for me, I'm okay with sharing, because one of my biggest things is that, you know, it's so much money to be made in the world. We can't all make it by ourselves.
That's right. Well, look, we're going to get right to it. Your company, GSD.
Uh-huh.
What is it you do?
All right. So we specialize in residential art installations. Of course, commercial art installations as well. Heavy on that end. Furniture assembly, fitness equipment assembly, replacement of light fixtures and you know, ceiling fans and outlets and light switches. That's what we specialize in.
Okay, take me back. First of all, how long have you been doing GSD?
It's about 5 years.
Okay, let's go back to the job that you had prior to starting GSD. What was that? How did leaving there push you to start GSD?
Okay, so, you know, this is, I'm just going to be honest about it. So, I worked in telecommunications, as they call it, and Verizon. I worked at Verizon, a reseller, and then I worked at corporate locations. I worked for U.S. Cellular as well. Then I worked at another reseller of Verizon, which was like a 1099. But either way, for almost 8 years, I worked in selling phones, you know. And I think through my time, like one of the best locations I worked at, one of the best was A Wireless in Roanoke Rapids.
Okay.
And that was in 2011? 2010?
Okay, but. Take me to
the turning point. Oh yeah, okay, great. Yeah, I want to get there. So 2017, I had a breakdown. It was just a lot of chaos in my life, and for real, it was just crazy. I literally had a breakdown at work.
Okay.
At work.
What caused that?
Death in the family.
Okay. Keep going.
Yeah. So I had the opportunity to be a 1099, a contractor. doing play sets, fitness equipment, you know, working under.
But how did you go from being an employee for Verizon to being 1099?
All right, so I was at Verizon and I was taking FMLA.
Okay.
So I needed time away from everything, and then I had the opportunity to go out and test out the 1099 field. Just work for yourself, being away and alone and not bombarded by a whole bunch of people needing to do this, that, and a third.
Okay.
So after that, once I was able to see what I needed to do for myself, what I needed to do, because it was meant for me. It was I was like, you know what? This is what I need. And I didn't really see the vision. I just knew it felt good. Yeah, I needed this right now.
Okay.
So that's what happened. I needed it.
So you started a business because it felt good.
It did.
It took you out of that sad place or...
Too much. This too was just too much going on.
Okay.
Too much. It's like that you can't please everybody. I'm talking about groups of people. You can't please groups of people. One person can't.
Okay, so... Starting your own business allowed you to control
the traffic,
how many people you dealt with in a day, how many people at one time you dealt with.
Exactly.
It gave you more control over your schedule than allowing the schedule to dictate, because it was uncertainty. You don't know how many people are going to come in the store.
You don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then a lot of people don't know dealing with in the retail world, which I was okay with it, but people will come and talk to you and tell you about their personal stuff too.
And you got to hold all of that.
And you got
while you're dealing with your own stuff.
Exactly. You know, so which is fine. It shows you who you are, and even the transition. I feel like the transition needed to happen, and it did.
Okay, let's go deeper, man. You're working for yourself. What is the ultimate goal?
For me?
Yeah.
Man, to be honest, you know, I've been doing this for almost 5 years, and it's like, it's just the growth. And the people, for me, it's the people that you help. That's just me. I help, well, I mean, I've helped, I guess, thousands of people, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, but... It's not about money.
But it is.
But not really.
But it is. Because you get paid for it.
It's the reward.
Okay.
Working is my therapy. The work that I do is my therapy.
And the payment is the reward.
That's the reward. Because guess what? Some clients, I just say, pay me what you think it's worth. But I have that relationship with them.
And they always pay you
what they feel is worth.
Does that seem to be a fair price?
I mean, if I connect with a client that way, then the price, whatever they feel that I'm worth, is I've had.
Because you've already gotten your payment from doing the work.
Yeah.
That's your therapy.
Yeah, I get to connect one person at a time, so it's not stressful, it's not crazy, so I'm good. But either way, of course, I did a service, and I deserve to get paid for it. So in certain situations, you know, you tell me, it depends. I could say one price and look at, what can you do this? Can you do that? That's where that, well, you pay me what you think it is.
Okay.
But that's
okay.
Just me. Everybody's not like that. I mean, I'm not better than anybody else, but I am who I am.
What areas do you service?
Oh, I service the Triangle, of course. And
name that, everybody.
Oh, Triangle, Durham.
You might be somebody in Australia.
Oh, sorry. So, Raleigh, so I'm in North, we're, I'm based out of North Carolina. So, I service Rocky Mount, North Carolina. I service Wilson, service Fayetteville, service Apex, Durham, North Raleigh, South Raleigh, Roseville. Wake Forest, Roanoke Rapids, Louisville, Youngsville, places like Lewisburg, not Louisville. Okay. unless you need me to come out there to Louisville, I'll come. So, but yeah.
with entrepreneurship.
It's raining. Yeah.
Just that fast.
Yeah, it told me 25 minutes ago. I forgot to tell everybody it was supposed to rain.
Dang, that don't sound heavy. Where do you see because I want us to have some of the conversations we have off camera. Like, I can tell you a little tight because you're on camera. Don't worry about the camera.
I ain't worried. Go ahead. Talk to him.
What are some things we need to do? What are some things you see?
As far as us as people?
As a people.
As a people, as a nation.
Just talk.
For one, we need to... Oh, you know what? People got their superpowers, right? And they don't realize it. So the chance and the gifts and the opportunities that you were given, you need to continue to manifest in that, all right? Because the thing is, you know, I never thought I would be where I'm at today. And I'm not bragging or boasting about nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not a flashy person.
Right.
I wear Crocs and joggers every day for work. And this might sound crazy, but I bought a pair of Tims just to work in. So that's where people should question everybody. Everybody in this world should question themselves. Like, well, what do I need to, he wearing Tims to work in? He bought a fresh pair of Tims to work in.
Well, people don't realize Tims are work boots and originally anyway. So
yeah,
you actually bought them for the original reason they were meant for anyway. So it's only strange because of people have taken them and made them fashionable.
But guess what?
But they're work boots.
I bought KDs to wear as work too.
You got to buy what's comfortable.
Exactly. Comfortable.
Yeah. So it's not about the name.
It's not about the name. It's about what's comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, it's very, we have to understand that when we start a project or start this whole vision of wanting to do something, we have to just see it through. When I left Verizon, corporate Verizon, you know, I didn't really want to because I felt safe. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh man, I know I'm gonna make this salary, then I'm gonna make my commission. It's that little safe haven.
So what gave you the courage?
Myself and my people behind me.
So who was behind you?
Yeah, Nisha, my dad. My dad's like, well, if that's what you want to do. But nobody told me not to. But I needed to have something for myself. I needed to do something. I had no choice. It was life or death, or death for somebody else.
Mm.
I needed to get away from the chaos. I needed to make things happen for me.
So entrepreneurship wasn't even about it being popular or anything. It was a necessity for you.
For me, it was a necessity.
And it happened to turn out.
It turned out good. Yeah, it turned out. I thought I was going to work for this. I'm not going to even mention the company's name that I started out with because they don't deserve the props. So okay. It is what it is. But anybody up here can inbox you so so they can know not to work for them.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
But no, for real, I just had to I just had to do something where schedule was more flexible. I made my own schedule. And I really, when I started contracting, I didn't make my own schedule. These jobs had to be completed in this certain amount of time. So now...
But now you don't have to do that.
Oh, no. And I'm happy about that. And it's not bragging or boasting. It's like I can tell you, I can tell anybody, I can tell the world what I did for my peace of mind. And it's not all peachy and cream all the time. But for the majority of the time, it's comfortable. And I'm happy with that.
So how does one go about finding that thing?
You got to have a passion in something.
Okay, but prior to you stepping out doing that, did you know that you were skilled at doing what you do now? You were working for Verizon.
I would say something triggered in me, was brought to me in 2017, and I've always been like a tinker, so to say, taking things apart. But you know, we get blinded. Come work for, go to college. Go work for this manufacturing company. You know, so we get blinded from the things that we did as at a young age,
and we neglect the things we're actually passionate about.
Exactly.
So you were good at tinkering with things.
Yeah, and doing stuff. Cause I used to paint with my uncle. I used to run phone wires to take stuff apart, put it back together.
Like, but because we get taught to do this and do that, you didn't think that I could make a business out of this.
I never in a million years. I tell people that all the time. I was like, wow, where I'm at right now, and I'm not famous, and I'm not stupid rich, but I'm like, never in a million years I thought I could make my own schedule, and, you know, oh, I don't want to deal with this particular job, so I'll just pass it on or refer somebody else, which is fine, because it is what it is. But I never thought that. It's really crazy.
And it's just been 5 years.
Yeah, just five.
Okay, so starting out, was the business there, or how did you market it yourself? How did you market it?
I use a platform which is called Thumbtack. Shout out Thumbtack, because that's the platform I use.
Okay.
So, man, you know, the reason why I know about Thumbtack, because I went to a client from this other company that I'm not going to mention, okay, and the guy owned his own business, right? And he had guys that worked for him. So he was like, yeah, man, I had like a 12-man crew, and it was just so much overhead and liability. I found this out about Thumbtack, and I just cut the business loose, and now I'm just going.
And you just do it yourself.
Yeah, like I'm going to Thumbtack, and it's less headache, and I'm still living and surviving. I'm comfortable. I'm good. You know, because as big-time contractors and stuff like that, you see that bigger dollar. So you see, oh, man, $500,000 in, you know, we've been built 20 houses. We made $500,000. But you got to understand the liability. And then when the guys have to go back on site to fix this, that, mm-hmm, and the third, blah, 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 all this stuff.
Right.
I see that every day, which is cool. But nevertheless, when the guy, you know, that's the guy. I wish I knew his name, because I would thank him. Because that's why that's what I've been doing, Thumbtack.
So through Thumbtack, you're able to?
I'm able to pretty much put my what I'm, people can view me, can search me, reviews on all this stuff, the work that I've done, all that stuff, man. You see, people see the reviews and they're verified. And so that's my platform. And so now if you Google anybody in Rocky Mount, or you look up the like art installer, you know, you'll see GSD.
So what exactly, name some of the things you do.
So definitely, some of the things that I do, especially with art installations, like we did me and my team, we did a metal artwork piece, which is on my Instagram, and it's in the Wake Med Hospital. And I mean, it's like almost 30 feet tall. Yeah. And when they sent that, the information, it wasn't supposed to be that tall. Wow. Yeah, so we...
Now, question. Do you ever get jobs and you like, man, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but you got to figure it out?
That was the tree job.
Wow.
The metal artwork. Yeah, man. I was like, wow, what am I going to do?
Once you figured it out.
Yeah, we had no choice but to figure it out. We had already got that deposit.
But see, that's the thing. You're put in a position to show what you're made of.
Yeah.
And either you're going to do it, or it's going to be proven that you can't do it. You a fraud.
Do you know what GSD stands for?
Getting shit done.
There you go.
So that's what you... Where did that come from, though?
Nisha and Kiki.
GSD.
Yeah, they came up with that. And after that, that's just what it's been. You see what's on the shirt?
GSD Custom Services.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Okay. Start a pop. They wanna... start their business for this little spurt, and then they stop.
What you mean?
Like, you know, you get the opportunity to do this, and you're in it for a short run. So you make a few $100, and then you're like, okay, well, I did. I had my business. Now it's like, oh, I had a business.
Then they stop.
Then they stop.
Why do you think that is?
I feel like they don't want to go through the whole process. Like, for real, when we started GSD, because it wasn't just me, it was me and Nisha, we started it. She was checking leads and stuff like that. So people start a business, and they get what they can out of it, and that's it. But they don't see it as, this is what I want to have. Mm. I want this gonna be mine. I'm gonna put my blood, sweat, and tears. It's been plenty of nice out in crowd over fucking GSD. Excuse my language. Sorry.
No, you fine, bro. We talking real. You getting to what I want to get to.
It's been plenty of times I've cried, man. And it's been plenty of times clients have broke my heart.
How so?
Telling you that. Now you, it was one situation. It's like you. Now, you think I'm supposed to pay you for this? And this is when I had a crew. But I was like, well, honestly, I'm like, well, the person that you had in charge of it said it was okay.
Yeah, so how they got a problem with it?
So why you got a problem with it? You got somebody else controlling, running. What you got going on now is the issue, so you don't want to pay.
So, okay, so how did you overcome that with maybe the person that was in charge said it was okay, but the owner?
I said, you know what? I said, for me, I'm like, you know what? I don't need the money anyway. Don't pay me. And on to the next, because I don't have time for that energy. I gotta protect my peace. I gotta protect my energy. One thing I'm not gonna do is any back and forth.
So you'll cut them off.
Yes, sir.
You'll let them just have, okay.
Yep.
That's the one job I did for you. You don't like it. That's the only job I'm ever do for you.
That's it. I'm done. Okay. Don't call me back.
But the crazy part about it, they'll be able to look and Google you soon and see, oh, he got 4.5, 5-star ratings all the way down. Maybe it was me. And I see that you, especially on Thumbtack, like, over time, I've seen it continue to grow. I remember you showed me a few years ago.
It was, yeah.
You was kind of shaking. I'm like, but you...
I've been trying.
But since then, it's going up. And the number, like, your numbers have gone crazy, bro.
I'm just trying. But the thing is, I'm not going to hold on to dead weight. You know what I'm saying? I mean, in no disrespect to any client, because every client has their right to feel however they feel. But guess what? My real clients show up and show out.
And I was going to say, you've proven yourself to the right amount of people that those that come along and ain't satisfied, cool. I still got my core.
Oh, I got a, man, I have a heavy following. So think about this. All the reviews that I got, add 3 or 4 or 5 people to them that I service.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the 3 or 4 or 5 people that's added, add 3 or 4 or 5 people to that.
So you're not worried?
Ain't no need to be at this point. Trust the process.
Trust the process. I like that, man.
That's what we all got to do in our craft and skill sets and stuff like that. And we just got to trust the process. It ain't easy. Because I didn't think when I left out of Verizon that the contracting life was going to work. I got fussed at plenty of times when I had a crew. And the crew the crew went good, but, you know, things happen. But we ain't going to get into that. But when I hit Thumbtack, it was like, you know, we wasn't where we needed to be when we wanted to be with Thumbtack, because it was, you know, you're paying for your stuff. Which is cool. I understand the process. But that money was hitting, boy, coming out the bank account. It's like, oh, yeah.
How much? So Thumbtack costs?
You pay per lead.
Okay.
Which is fine. I'm cool. Cool with that. But it was like, it wasn't coming off.
So at first.
It wasn't coming off my car.
Okay, well, shit.
So I was like, oh, man. Okay. I said, okay. Let me figure it out. But now, you know, you trust the process. And I'm like, hey, it's okay. I got you. Give me to the end of the week. I'm going to put that back in your account. Okay. But it's a process. Trust the process. And for real, humbly, I'm thankful for the process.
So question, is this a business that you plan to scale, or is it a business that you plan to mostly keep just to yourself?
That's the million. Everybody asks me that. That's the $1 million question right now.
Okay.
They're like, what you going to do? For one thing for sure, as long as the internet is alive and Thumbtack is still moving, I know my children, when I'm dead and gone, can log right on in and pop up shop under the brand that I built. Okay?
But what if they don't want to?
Oh, we've already had that conversation. Okay. it's already in the making.
Okay.
But if they didn't want to, then what I would probably do is see somebody that would want to. Because if I'm dead and gone, what am I going to do with it?
That's true.
If I try to leave it to my kids and they don't want it, then what am I going to do? Give it to somebody that's going to...
That is very true.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. That's it.
So what do you see in the next 5 years? What do you see GSD?
We have some things in the making. I got a call from a major player in a certain field in the art industry. Day before yesterday, but I was out working, and so I New Year's Eve I was working. Yeah, no, yesterday I was out working. Yeah.
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
My bad.
Yesterday.
So yesterday, not day before yesterday. So he called me, but I was out working. So okay. It's like, man, you always stay working. So, you know, I did call him back. So I already know what that phone call is going to be like. It's like, man, I already know. He's like, man, I got some commercial business.
Yes, I'm for you. Well, hey.
But then we got, you know, we got a potential client that's they're based out of Texas, and they got some big buildings.
So you going for?
Man, I don't like to be too out there, but I'm gonna talk to my team.
What you waiting for?
Okay.
with the platform I have, I try to engage with people that go beyond.
Okay.
So I know you're doing well for yourself.
I'm doing okay.
You're doing okay. That's what I'm saying. But you're doing... I'm in your house.
I'm living.
I'm in your house. You're doing okay for yourself. Why not take that next step to make it... Because...
I want to...
Beyond the money, if you want to help people, why not take that step so you can help more people?
What I'm doing right now, I would rather help people this way.
How is that?
Just talking. Knowing that my process and, you know, letting people know that just starting out with something is, if you put in enough effort, it can get you somewhere.
But that's why I wanted you on the podcast, because
I don't,
even if they don't do what you do, I'm gonna let you talk. If they don't do what you do, I want them to know that starting something and sticking with it.
Right.
Because a lot of people start stuff and they stop, but start it and stick with it.
Okay, so it's like this. I never thought I would be where I'm at. So now when you think about when people are reaching out to you with these, you know, 5-story buildings and things like that, that they want just artwork installed in, it's like, you know,
you never thought about doing it, period. Now 5 stories, what?
And that, cause yeah, people are looking. So for me, it's like, of course I can pull the resource. I can, but the question is, do I want that headache? Cause I'm not going to put myself back in the situation I was in 5 years ago.
I get it.
I'm going to protect myself at all costs.
I get it.
I've cut contracts to protect myself.
But what if you can do it and it doesn't put yourself in a bad situation?
I'll do it as long as it's done the right way. The money is going to be there, but I want to do it and I want to make sure that I'm passionate behind it.
Okay. So it ain't just a money play.
Nothing is really never a money play. Like when I do, so we install stuff for assisted living facilities, you know, and that it's like we have the reign of the custom, you know, like the artwork and where it goes. That's our name on that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's, yo, we did that.
Right.
So when you take away my passion, then you ain't got nobody to work for you.
So it ain't just, so you're not doing the job just for the money. Oh, it's 5,000. Yeah,
doing it for
you. But if I'm not passionate about it.
Yeah, I don't want to do it.
That's dope. Because a lot of people are so drawn to just, oh, it's $1,000, this $2,000, this. And they chasing the money.
Nah, you
chasing. They're not chasing their passion.
That's the problem. And I'm fortunate enough to do something different every day. I'm fortunate enough to do a treadmill one day, art install the next day, curtains the next day.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So, but it's also the connection with this family. You know, being personable and just, you know, coming to somebody's house, doing the work, getting in and getting out so they can get back to their day. Like, some jobs might be hourly. Some jobs are just the price. But at the same time, I'm not gonna rush anything.
You take your time.
I'm gonna say, come in and say, hey, I'm Chris. How you doing? I'm like, you want me to take my shoes off? Or you want my shoes on? You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I got clients that I've had for 3+ years.
Man, that's dope, man. That's dope.
You know, so, and that's what it's about. That's, you know, when we do something, we're gonna put our stamp on anything. We want to make sure we do it with a pure heart.
And that's really what I want to focus on. You chose to do something, you stuck with it, and now you have a library of customers that, regardless if you step out and get some others. You got a core base of customers that trust you.
Mm-hmm.
And really the work you're doing, that's what people don't understand. It could be something simple. It could be something big. But it's a beautiful thing because you can put a title to it, but you do so much you can't really put a title
to it. Can't put a title to it. There's no way.
So it's like you found a niche.
You can't put a title to it.
That's just a necessary niche, but nobody would really think about to do that.
I mean,
because you don't. Because think about it, you don't go, I'm gonna start a business. Say I'm start a business. Yeah. I'm not thinking, well, okay, one day I'll do a treadmill. The next day I'll hang art on the wall, because it don't. It's like that don't go together. So you found something special. You found an area that.
It's second
nature.
I
need this here. I need this.
Move it around, cause things get repetitive too.
Man,
I mean, think about this. Now this might sound a little crazy, but think about a doctor that he does heart transplants over and over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every day,
mm-hmm.
right? I guarantee you, the doctor wishes that somebody's heart valve would bust so he can sew it back.
Do something different. Yeah, so you can do something different.
Can I sew something up a little different?
Yeah,
I'm connecting this and that. Connect. Come, you gotta have something different.
So every day you get to do something different.
Every day I get to do something different, and that helps me so much. I'm serious. It's my therapy, man. And just to be able to connect with genuine people, man. I got clients that gives me gifts.
I believe it.
You know, and wish me happy New Year, Merry Christmas. They know my family, about my kids. And that, man, I'm telling you. And
the beautiful part is, it's not so much that the work you do is hard sometimes. Listen to what I'm saying. It's just that the people don't know how to do it, or they don't want to do it. So they'll pay somebody to do it.
So now we're talking. Look, I have clients that they're not lifting a finger. Okay.
Not that they can't do it. They just, I'm not doing it.
They ain't got,
I'll pay somebody to do
and
it.
And that's the way it works. That's the true circle of life. Because now we're talking about skill sets. So if you got a realtor that has her own real estate company, okay, that's her whole business. But she ain't no handyman.
Right, okay.
So now if you got a producer that has his own company, he ain't no handyman. He ain't no art installer.
He specializes in producing. I need this TV hung up, though. I can't hang a TV. Put this TV on the wall for me, Chris.
Hey. There you go.
Now hang this. Hey. I don't know how to hang this. It's a clock, but I don't know how to hang it.
That's a fact.
But nobody thinks about,
look,
I got to pay somebody to do that, and you happen to be the one that just feels in the gaps.
And you got to I have those conversations with my clients, and I tell my clients, I said, look, this is the stuff that I buy. Mm. I said, now I'm giving them knowledge because you know, when they open up, like, we probably could do it. We don't want to mess up. I said, look, it's easy to patch a hole in the wall. Okay. But I'm going to tell you this. You know, in case you want to keep trying, let me show you. Let me give you some tricks. It's okay.
So you actually do the work, but you show them how to do it.
Yeah. Why not? How many people are in the world?
Billions.
Right. So guess what? It'll be okay. I mean, I'm not, what's the purpose of a high knowledge?
And the funny part about it, you can share the knowledge and they still won't use it.
So
they still gonna call you back.
They were like, "Well, you could tell me all this. I'm still gonna call you back because we don't want to do it. We want it done right." Okay.
And listen, and that's why I wanted you on, for one, because people look for these. They want to be this. They want to be that. You found your passion because of your pain.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You found a way to become an entrepreneur out of necessity, not because it was the popular thing to do or because everybody on Facebook doing it. It was needed.
Yeah, it was needed for me for sure.
It saved your mindset.
Yep. Saved my heart.
Saved your heart. And it built a lifestyle for you that you're able to, like the day I was calling you. And I know I was worse than, but I'm like, damn, he make his own schedule. He can get up when he want to. And I was mad about that. I was like, damn it, he ain't going to get it about 12, 1 o'clock. But I was like, that's dope, though. He can work all week, hang up late as he want to. Now, if you work on Saturday, you can choose to, but you can choose not to. So I can stay up late and, yeah, lady, do what we want to do. I get up 12 o'clock the next day.
I just got the new car and got my other car in the shop, so I'm working 6 days a week now.
But what I'm saying is, say if you, but you're choosing to do that.
Yeah.
As opposed to a job saying,
I'm just working the
weekends.
You got
to work.
I'm working the weekends to pay the bill for the car. That's all.
But you're choosing to do that.
Right.
It ain't like, man, I got to work Saturday. I can't. Like, no, I got to pay for this truck, so I'm going to work this extra day. But that's your choice. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to having to do it.
But we all can be there. But we got to just.
Okay. How?
You got to put in that. You got to just pull that Band-Aid off. And we got to start somewhere. I feel like we got to. Every field is different. Okay? So I feel like there are ways to get into certain fields and to get the information that you need. Now, I have clients that are producers. And they produce, and they actually produce for movies. They do music and stuff like that for movies, Netflix, and all that stuff.
Okay.
Now, if you're in a skill set or whatever, it's just those avenues that you have. You just got to do the research. But that's that. But when you get, if you're gonna be doing something either way, you just got to put yourself. You got to put yourself out there. You got to trust yourself. If you don't trust yourself, you know. But of course, when people go into certain fields, they expect to see income. Now, one thing I will say about people that work and they want to work for themselves, I say, well, I've talked to family and friends. I say, well, okay, you have some time, and you told me this before. I'm gonna come back to what you told me, but people have time in their day. to do something that they are passionate about. Mm-hmm. They can make up an hour every day if they're gonna do, they want to do content creating for gym, working out, mm-hmm. or they want to cook, this, that, and the third. They can make an hour out of a day.
Yeah, you to can do find that an hour stuff. To do it. Yeah,
you can find an hour.
Yeah,
because 9 times out of 10, you work 8 hours of the day, 8 hours out of the day, right? And then what do you do with the rest of that time besides sleep?
Work bullshit.
Because the average person can function off of 5 hours.
Watch TV.
I don't take naps, do you?
Nah. If I do, it's because I'm just wore out. But other than that, I'm up.
So I don't take naps.
Yeah.
My brain never stops.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even if I lay down, my brain don't let me sleep.
Yeah, so.
Till later on in the day.
So, like, with that part.
And then I'm up early.
Yeah, well, yeah. And that's another thing. Being up early. So, it's time. For me, I could do some other stuff, but. I just choose to lay in the bed.
But see, my mind, I get mad at the bed. I be laying in the bed like, why am I still in this motherfucker? Puss-ass bed. I get back into you tonight. Let me get up and then I get up and...
And what?
Don't do nothing.
That's what I be getting.
You know, if I don't happen to have like an order or something to do,
Yeah.
Shit, I could still be in the bed.
But
my mind won't let me... It's like I'm always looking for something to... I'm trying to fix something. Always trying to work on something.
And that's the thing. So for me, like I said, working the way I work is a meditation. It's therapy for me. Like I drive 45 minutes to an hour every day one way. But the crazy is that unless somebody calls me, I don't even part my lips.
And I've learned, unless it's like something serious, I don't even text you during the day.
Oh, yeah.
No. I learned that early. Now, the day I texted you, during the week.
Yeah.
Or if I text you, I know, don't even expect a response to you later on because I know you in your zone.
I'm in my, it's a zone.
You know?
I
respect that.
That's my travel to and my final travel home is like, that's just like my focus and then my come down before I get home.
And that's why I respect it. I might shoot you a text. I'm like, Chris, he doing, you know.
And sometimes I might shoot you something tomorrow. What's up, bro? Just saying.
Yeah, but if you don't, I don't trip because I'm like, I know that's your
sometimes
that's your
thing. I gotta have my peace, man.
And that's what I'm working towards. You know, I'm in trucking field and I'm about to start a new gig. And it's the beauty of trucking, like you by yourself a lot, so you don't have to worry about a lot of, you know, especially with the I'm gonna be a lease operator. Which is different from being a company driver.
But see, the thing
is, I have more say so over what I do.
But when you have that time to yourself, you get to continue to dig deeper into yourself.
It gets scary though sometimes.
Who are you telling? Look,
it gets scary.
It's scary for me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because people see what I'm capable of doing. And it's like, well, bro, I ain't thinking that. I see what you see, but let me take the steps that I've been taking. But everybody sees so much stuff, and I get it, I respect it, and I love it. But yo, don't push me, don't push me.
Just let me operate.
Let it happen.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta let things happen.
No doubt. Well, look, man.
What you got to say?
None. I ain't gonna wrap it up yet. I'm gonna wrap it up in a minute. I get Nisha next time. I get her in here next time. Okay, you're in a relationship. And both of you all are entrepreneurs. How does a couple balance that out?
It ain't no balance.
Okay, talk about it. That's what I want to know. Talk about that. Because... people are always looking for this balance in life. I'm a balance it out. I'm a balance it out. But really, there is no balance. Like, I got to go hard doing this, and I got to try to plan time for this too. Because in some situations, either the man or the woman is the entrepreneur, and then the other one is still working. But you're in a situation where both of y'all are entrepreneurs. How do you find some type of even ground? I ain't going to even say balance. How do you find some type of level even?
at the end of the day, for real, there's you have to step in. You just have to step in.
What does that mean?
Okay, so like when GSD started, well, when I started contracting, you know, it was a lot. We had a board that we were pulling from. Mm-hmm. You know, so I was like, look, you know, and then we hired a team.
Come over a little bit.
I'm too far.
No, you're good. You're good.
Had to hire a team. And so I couldn't go out and work, manage the board, and hire the team, and manage the team.
So she...
Yeah, she had to do all of that. All of our big... all the biggest contracts we had, she had to play a part.
Okay, but... And that was early on before... Because I know since then, she started to branch off.
Right, so now...
So now I'm talking about yours is going and hers is going. How do y'all find some type of balance with that?
So the balance with that is that... We just work together. I help her do her prep and like you see her stuff right there.
Listen, y'all. let me get one of these close because you can't really see. You can't see like the dynamics of this stuff. You're not understanding what she do. She made some for one of my friends too.
So yeah, I mean,
like she really, she's about that life, y'all.
So I play my part. It's just,
she's about that life.
You just gotta play your part. And support, man. The support system is the biggest thing, you know. And believe that the one of the biggest things, if you don't believe in somebody's vision, you know, because I'm gonna tell you, we'll go back to Thumbtack shit, because she won't believe in that shit when that money was coming out.
I was going to ask you, how does one? Because okay, I'm single, so whether I fail or rise, I don't really have nobody. You know, I got my kids and everything, but no mate to be counting on me too. How do you keep going when your mate might be looking at you like, man, this nigga with this bullshit, but you know that baby, if you just wait.
I mean, my thing is like this: I have faith. And now, if you don't trust my faith, then you can get out of my face.
But do you tell it to her like that though?
I say, leave me alone. It's going to come when it's going to come. You can't. What you want me to do? Put a gun through the internet to somebody's face and you better hire me. It's a business. Shit. It's like looking at this. I'm not on this level, but look at Walmart, Amazon, Wayfair. People got three options. So what they going to do?
You right.
What, they going to put a gun to somebody?
You right.
Y'all better hire me. No. It's a pro analytics. It's gonna happen. It's a balance.
But how do you balance that out when
I don't balance the system balances it out.
But what I'm saying is, as you're building that, your mate might be like kind of skeptical. They still working, but they kind of skeptical.
Yeah,
how do you manage that?
By proof over the years.
Okay.
So we say, oh, you didn't work all week? Oh, bam, next week you make 10 grand. Still got an issue? What you got to say now?
Okay.
Not you, but I'm just saying.
So once you finally make that.
But it's a process. It ain't, everything ain't going to come. You ain't going to make 10 grand every week. It's not going to happen. Eventually you will make.
But once you start making it, or once you make it at least one time.
It's the growth.
You can. Say, okay, baby, you see what I'm saying?
So
you see what I'm talking about?
Chill out.
Okay, now I might not make it this week, but I showed you I'm making it this week.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. But people expect that. And that's why people quit on themselves. You can't quit on yourself. You can't. People give up so quick. And they be right there at the finish line. And they stop. Because they've been putting all that effort into it. Then they stop.
That's good.
I've had moments, and I'm like, what am I gonna do? I thought I was doing something wrong, even with Thumbtack. I was like, I called customer support. Is my profile straight? It's what
they're like. It won't nothing registered.
I'm like, what's going on? She's like, no, Mr. Jones, you are a top pro in the area, and you're doing great.
It just wasn't showing up.
It just wasn't. Yeah. Next thing you know, next week, boom, 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 boom. Commercial here, commercial there. Boom, 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 boom. Residential.
This was about the process.
The process.
I like that. We gonna end it right there. You know.
I'm passionate about the process.
And it's been something you've said to me several times, you know, trust the process. And hopefully, for those that have tuned in, you might be working on something right now, and it might seem shaky, but if it's something you go to sleep thinking about, something you wake up thinking about, during the day you think about it, stay with it. Even if it doesn't seem profitable right now, keep learning what you can about it, because that time is coming. Now, whether you be ready or not, that's up to you, what you do right now while nothing is happening. But that time is coming. So stay focused. Just stay busy. Stay studying the craft. Any last words, and we're going to get up out of here.
Hey, if you can get an hour a day to get your business or your passion up and running, take that hour. That's all I can say. And love you all. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to y'all. Look, we're going to get to wrap it up. I wanted to start it off with my good brother, because this year we're going to be talking more about business. We're going to be focused more on business and trying to get us up out of the rat race, because the last 2 years should have showed us something, that things that we thought were are not. These jobs that we depended on, it showed us they can go just like that. And you have to depend on this or that or the PPP or this. So this year, we're going to be bringing more business, more entrepreneurs, more business-minded people on, so that you'll have some type of idea of what you can do and the possibilities of what can be done. So anyway, I want to thank you again, bro.
No doubt.
It's been a pleasure. Happy 2022. We're going to take it all the way up. We focus on this business.
Yes,
we
sir.
Focus on these outcomes. We focus on everything positive. So, all right, I'll check y'all out next time. Peace.